Chad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Hey, this is pretty cool. How'd you like to own the childhood home of your favorite rock star? The childhood home. I mean, you can't afford the home that they've had any time during their career, because that'd be way too expensive. But the childhood home. And that's what's going to happen for this guy in Florida. He loves Tom Petty, and he found out that the woman who owns Tom Petty's childhood home is thinking of selling it. So he made a $175,000 offer for this 1,200-square-foot home, and he thinks that the contract is going to – it'll all go through, and he's going to end up with Tom Petty's house.
They say that still
That's
has the
cool.
pink tile in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
From the original pink tile.
Turn that thing into a museum. Get a Petty museum going there.
They already have the park.
Okay, John Fogerty. You know John Fogerty's a guy who's he's pretty. He can get pretty set in his ways when he has an adversary out there, or you know, somebody tries to get him to do something, and he, you know, witnessed the problems with Creedence all these years. Well, he for years had been refusing to allow Creedence's set, or some songs from Creedence's set at Woodstock, to go out to the public, because he said, no, you know what, the crowd was not into it, we didn't perform that well, I don't want that stuff out there. He pulled any footage and audio from the Woodstock movie.
Yeah, I guess I'd never seen it.
Well, now he's finally relented, and in August 2nd, that stuff is going to come out. He's going to put out there'll be a Live at Woodstock CD where you'll have and you'll be able to get it on MP3 and on vinyl too. You're Born on the Bayou, Green River, Bad Moon Rising, Proud Mary, I Put a Spell on You, Susie Q, all that stuff will be out there. You'll be able to get that stuff. But here is Fogerty talking to Conan not too long ago about what he remembers about Woodstock.
Well, we were promised prime time on a Saturday night, like 9 o'clock. What they didn't tell me is you're gonna follow the Grateful Dead. Everybody was running late, of course, but the Dead didn't go on till about midnight, and we had to follow that, and so it was literally 2:30 in the morning. I come running out, because this was a big chance. There's 500,000 people there. I come running out, and I look down there, and I see a bunch of people look a lot like me, except they're naked.
Yeah.
Naked,
yeah.
And they're asleep.
Yeah.
They were all kind of piled together. It looked like one of those pictures of the souls coming up out of hell.
Yeah.
Like Dante's Inferno or something. You know, but they're all, you know, asleep.
So that's why he didn't really want that audio out there. He just was like, man, they're not into it, and this just isn't good. The Stones will be hitting Seattle soon with their tour, and their sponsor is, the tour sponsor is, it's a retirement planning group.
Alliance. That's fitting.
Alliance for Lifetime Income. A retirement planning group. They're going to have booths just outside of the Clink, so you'll get all kinds of information on retirement. It is a nonprofit, apparently, so the Stones, they could have sold this thing to somebody and made a lot of money, the sponsorship. But because it's a nonprofit, they didn't have a lot of money, and the Stones cut them a deal because the Stones say they're interested in supporting that kind of cause.
No, I think they just want to set it up where people can pull right from their 401k and spend it at the merch booth. It's just a way to funnel it straight from your 401k to their merchandising.
That was probably how most people had to afforded their tickets to see the Stones. They had to dip into their 401ks to do that. But really, the average Stone fan, if they're the age of the average Stone, which is in your 70s, it's too late to start planning for your retirement at that point.
25 years ago.
Yeah, that's the trash.